Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, damn it, it doesn't matter if it's a Friday, a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday. It could be happy days. It doesn't matter. I'm here with you for the next 4 hours. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Tonight is not the NBA draft. The Major League Baseball trade deadline has passed us by. NFL training camps are underway. The Olympics are underway, where we have some records that are being broken. Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on. I mean, we got fights in Los Angeles. We'll share some information on that later on in the show. There's a whole lot going on, and I got you covered for the next 4 hours. Thank you to everybody listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Thank you to everybody locked in on the free Odyssey app. Can you spell Odyssey? Do you need help? It's not so easy, trust me. I don't know what they were thinking, but it's not so easy. A-U-D-A-C-Y. You get the free app, you put it on your phone, you put it on your tablet, you can listen to the JR Sport Brief Show, you can listen to CBS Sports Radio anywhere, okay? It's very simple. Thank you to folks listening on SiriusXM Channel 206, and then of course, if you got a smart speaker, if you're fancy, if you have a device and a Google or whatever the hell you call it, if you have one in your house, all you have to do, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. There are quite a few things that I'm going to touch upon tonight. Carson Wentz. What's wrong with this guy? It's like he's a broken human being. He has a broken foot, but he's out indefinitely. We're going to talk about Carson Wentz because the Indianapolis Colts just got this man. And he already has an injury. We haven't even gotten to the regular season yet, and Carson Wentz is out here licking his wounds. We're going to talk about Carson Wentz and whether or not he's just a doomed football player. I mean, the Indianapolis Colts don't even have Frank Reich. He's dealing with COVID. Like, come on. This is bad for the Colts. Not a good start to their tenure. We'll talk about the Los Angeles Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets. Last night, we spent a good amount of time, and to my surprise, there were a lot of people who were enthusiastic about Russell Westbrook joining the Los Angeles Lakers. There were a lot of people who looked at Russell Westbrook joining the Lakers and they said, this is a good idea. Is this a good thing for the NBA? Yes, we need to fill out rosters. Yes, we need to go through free agency, which will start on August 2nd. But is it a good thing that we can almost pretty much bookmark the Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets as favorites, these super teams? Is it a good thing for the league? We'll talk about it. Mac Jones, speaking of starts, Mac Jones is a New England Patriot. I feel like every single New England Patriot you talk to, everyone has high praise for Mac Jones. But will we see Mac Jones play this year? Is Mac Jones going to get in the way of a Cam Newton? Is Cam Newton going to maybe succumb to an injury? Is he going to be on the bench? We'll talk about Mac Jones and whether or not we'll see him. And to start the show off tonight, I got to go here. Why? Because amongst all of the things that are taking place in the world of sports, at 4 p.m. Eastern time today, the Major League Baseball trade deadline came and it went. And I mean, this must have been one of the biggest trade deadlines that I can really ever remember. And that's where we're going to start off the show. It's real simple. This is an interactive show. I want to hear from you. I don't want to just bloviate and talk for the next 4 hours. I want to hear from you. If you want to give me a holler, the number is extremely simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. I am on Twitter. I am on Instagram. I am on Facebook at JR Sport Brief. First of all, I'm going to give a big thank you to producer Brian McKeon. Brian, how are you?
I'm well, JR. How about you?
I'm very good. I mean, with everything that has taken place in the world of sports over the past few days, over the past few hours, what stands out to you?
What stands out to me is the Lakers spent no time even considering guarding Russell Westbrook in last year's bubble and in this year's playoffs and stuff, and yet they went out and got him. And the move clearly was to go after Chris Paul. The move was not – Russell Westbrook doesn't fit what the Lakers need to do, and Chris Paul does. And they just decided to ignore the Chris Paul thing and go after Russell Westbrook. The only thing I can say about the Lakers season next year so far, JR, is Anthony Davis is going to have a career high in rebounds. That's about all.
Oh, well, you see a lot of bricks. And so we're going to talk about that in a few hours. Because at the end of the day, you would have to wait on Chris Paul. But that's water under the bridge right now. Chris Paul will be floating around in free agency now at this point, more than likely to, you know, spend his time in Phoenix, Arizona. And Russell Westbrook will be in Los Angeles. Russell Westbrook will be back home in L.A. And I guess L.A. is just the place to be right now. And when has it ever been any different? You think about Los Angeles. I was just in Los Angeles a few weeks ago. I was broadcasting the JR Sport Brief show from beautiful Los Angeles. You got the beach. You got the mountains, you got palm trees, you got good food, and the people are okay. I like the people in Los Angeles, some of them. You got Hollywood, you got cameras, lights, action, people thinking that they will go to Los Angeles and become famous, people thinking that they will strike it rich, people looking to attach themselves to people who will strike it rich, people who will just acquire and maintain fame. Doesn't always work out. All you got to do is walk down Hollywood Boulevard and you figure that out extremely quickly, not for good reasons. But Russell Westbrook, yeah, he should find success in Los Angeles. And also at the same time, on the heels of the Major League Baseball trade deadline, we got plenty of people who should find success in Los Angeles.
I think the stuff obviously is elite. The compete, you can just watch him pitch. Even a casual fan can watch him pitch and see how much that stands out, just how much he wants to win and the way he battles on the mound, pitch to pitch, and you know, always seems to put his team in the best position to win games, which is what this is all about. You know, he's one of the best pitchers of our generation. It's tested in October, and is very hungry
to
win another
championship. Andrew Friedman. He was talking about Max Scherzer, and that was courtesy of Sportsnet Los Angeles. Here's the thing about going to L.A. It's not just Max Scherzer going to Los Angeles. It's also Trey Turner going to Los Angeles. It's going and joining a roster that right now has a payroll of $275 million. The New York Yankees payroll doesn't even eclipse 210. They're number two. The Los Angeles Dodgers are outspending everybody by approximately $60 to $65 million just to secure another World Series championship. And that's not all that we got today with the trade deadline. We've seen some major moves, and I'll get back to the Dodgers in a second. You think about the National League, you think about the team with the third highest payroll. They were able to bring in Javi Baez from the Chicago Cubs, and we'll talk about the Cubs. Because the Cubs are just like, yeah, we ain't winning nothing. We won our World Series. Now it's time to just sell everybody off. Javi Baez, two-time All-Star, 22 home runs, 65 RBIs this season. the Mets trying to maintain a lead in the National League East, about 3-4 games above not only the Philadelphia Phillies, but also the Atlanta Braves. And unfortunately, now you hear that Jacob DeGrom is going to be out until September with his forearm strain. Well, yeah, the Mets, they could utilize more offense. And, I mean, the Mets could certainly, at this point, utilize more pitching. Carlos Carrasco pitching his first game for the New York Mets tonight. Are they contenders? They sure as hell are not contenders unless Jacob DeGrom shows up. And at this point, you better hope Jacob DeGrom can get through September and be what he was prior to his injury and maybe help you out in October. Javier Baez, imagine him, Francisco Lindor, in the same infield. That's what the New York Mets are hoping for, but at the same time, the New York Mets, they better hope that all of those pitching arms, and then even Noah Syndergaard, you better hope that those arms work. Think about the Chicago White Sox picking up Craig Kimbrell from the Chicago Cubs. I mean, everybody's leaving, including Baez. Kimbrell, this man has an ERA of 0.49. And I don't think Kimbrell is using the sticky stuff. I just think he's a bad dude. So go along with that 0.49 ERA. He has 23 saves. The White Sox, they're 8 games above Cleveland. They don't necessarily have to worry about them. But damn it, if you have Kimbrell, you might as well ensure yourself a win at the end of the game. The Blue Jays, for all of the offense that they have in the world, they picked up Berrios from the Twins. San Francisco, speaking of the Cubs, they picked up Chris Bryant from the Cubs. They lead the National League West. I don't know how long that will last. Damn it, the Dodgers are just ready to roll. The Red Sox picking up Kyle Schwarber from Washington. And the New York Yankees. I think the Dodgers have just said, no, we'll be the team that outspends everybody. Because the New York Yankees, Joey Gallo, Rizzo from the Cubs as well, who, by the way, hit a home run tonight. I guess the Yankees are just looking to be the Bronx Bombers again. They have an offense right now. And I don't know if you necessarily want to see Giancarlo Stanton in the outfield, but they have an offense. They have a lineup. Left field, center field, right field. We're talking about 6-6, 6-7, and 6-5. These are giants. The Yankees are looking to bludgeon, but do the Yankees have the pitching that you need? Do the New York Yankees have enough pitching to go out and get the job done? I don't think so. They need to hope for a miracle between Cole, who hasn't been pitching all that well. He was just abused. Corey Kluber potentially coming back. Luis Severino stepping back into the rotation. They got a whole lot to look forward to. And then, unfortunately for the Padres, they were able to pick up Frazier from the Pirates. But, man, they were almost teased with Scherzer joining them and maybe putting them over the hump in the National League West, where things are extremely tight between the Dodgers and also the Giants, who I told you picked up Chris Bryant. I can't remember in recent memory the last time that we've seen so many moves. I can't remember the last time that we've seen so many trades. You think about the Atlanta Braves. I mean, I don't think they're winning a World Series this year. But the Atlanta Braves, they went out and said, let's bring back Adam Duvall. Let's bring back Rosario, who played in American League Central for both the Indians and also the Minnesota. We got teams who don't have a chance to win who are still scrapping things together. Come on. The Brewers picking up Escobar. They need offense. Their pitching is good, but their offense can use some help. Damn it, we had 60 games of a baseball season last year. Is that even a baseball season? Can I consider 60 games a season, or is that just a sneeze? I sneeze, I wipe my nose, I look up, and it's done. And we know what happened last year after that sneeze. The Dodgers won. We know what happened last year after all of the fighting that Major League Baseball did. The Dodgers won. And guess what might happen this year after the Major League Baseball trade deadline a few hours ago? It looks like the Dodgers will win again. This is absolutely ridiculous. You think about a rotation. And yes, they need to be actually healthy. This needs to be a rotation that is healthy. Clayton Kershaw needs to come back healthy. He has time. But Max Scherzer, the three-time Cy Young winner, the man has an ERA right now of 2.7. He has 8 wins. How nice is it to throw him out there? Clayton Kershaw, who certainly doesn't have an overall the most sterling reputation in the playoffs, but he did the job last year. Just think about these names. Scherzer, Kershaw, Buehler, Price, if necessary, Urias. You think about some of the offense, and yes, the Dodgers have versatility. Some of their players haven't been playing up to expectations. But you bring in now a Trey Turner who doesn't need to play in the infield. He can play in the outfield. Unfortunately, he's been dealing with COVID, but he has what at this point in time is a he's batting 332. And in modern-day baseball, batting above 300 might as well be 400. 18 home runs, 49 RBIs. You can throw him out there with Justin Turner, Corey Seager, Cody Bellinger, Mookie Betts, Max Muncy, an all-star this year. Please tell me where the Dodgers don't win the World Series. You know what? Maybe not. Tell me where the Dodgers are not favored to go out and win the World Series. I don't know who the hell is going to beat them. Who is coming outside of the American League and is going to give the Dodgers problems? This is tricky. This is tough. Is it going to be the White Sox? I don't think so. Maybe it's Houston. Maybe it's Houston. Houston has the top offense in all of Major League Baseball. Maybe they put up the runs against the Dodgers. Maybe they stop their pitching. I can tell you who I don't want to see in the postseason. I don't care if it's National League, American League. I don't want to see the Dodgers. And I think at this point, after the trade deadline today, after we've seen major names move, Baez and Bryant, Schwarber, Rizzo, Kimbrel, Turner, Scherzer, nobody's holding a candle to the team out in L.A. Los Angeles has hit the jackpot over the past 2 days. Russell Westbrook, Trey Turner, Max Scherzer, future Hall of Famer. Sometimes life isn't fair. And the Dodgers just got better. They don't need to think about a Bauer because they have a Scherzer. And I think we'd be hard-pressed to see a team that can go out and beat this squad, especially if they're healthy. And damn it, for $275 million, almost $65 million above the luxury tax, damn, the Dodgers are ready to pay for this World Series, and it looks like they'll be the first team to go back-to-back since the New York Yankees. The Dodgers are the ones spending the money, and they're not afraid. They're stacked, and they just picked up one of the best pitchers of all time. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who can knock off the Dodgers. We saw the Major League Baseball trade deadline come and go a few hours ago. The Mets, the Sox, the Jays, the Yankees, the Red Sox, San Francisco, the Braves. We saw a lot of teams make moves. But can anybody legitimately lay claim to being a favorite over the Dodgers? I say no. The Dodgers are your favorite to go back to back. Except for this time, it looks like it will be a full season. 855-212-4CBS. Your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Major League Baseball trade deadline. It came, it went. I can't remember the last time that we've seen this many trades. And the fact is, I don't care what trades took place. It looks like the Dodgers are on their way to another damn World Series. I mean, they have outspent everyone by approximately $65 million. Is anybody knocking off the Dodgers? Is it the Mets? Is it the White Sox, the Jays, the Giants, the Red Sox, the Yankees? I mean, even the Padres in their own division. I don't think so. I think the Dodgers is just stacked now that they got Max Scherzer. Yeah, even Trey Turner, he's nice, and it's crazy. Trey Turner is batting .332 with 18 home runs and, damn it, 50 RBIs. He's on the COVID list. And Max Scherzer, the future Hall of Famer, headlines the deal. I'm going to get to the calls right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Can anybody knock off the Dodgers? Let's go to Ruben. He's calling up from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Ruben, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, what's good? How you doing, brother?
I'm amazing. What's up?
Not too much. It's good to see all the moving and shaking, like you said, in baseball the last couple of days, especially within the last 24 hours, with all the all-stars that made the teams in the National and American League. And I think it's good. It brings back a lot of more interest in baseball. You said something about the Padres. They're in third place. That's a great division over there, that National League West. And then you named a couple other teams. But you didn't name a team here in Wisconsin that has a couple horses. And when it comes to baseball, just like football, it's all about defenses when it comes to winning championships. And the Brewers got a nice little starting lineup as far as pitching. Unfortunately, the bats aren't what they're capable of being that Yelich isn't doing and putting up the productive numbers like he has in the past. But now we have Lorenzo Cain back. We got Escobar from the Diamondbacks. We got a couple of good setup guys that we just got from Detroit and the Marlins. So I'm not saying the Brewers are going to win, but I think they'll be the ones that's closest to beating the Dodgers because, like you said, the Dodgers are doing good. They got a great payroll, but they're paying for it. And sorry about the Cubs. They unloaded a bunch of players. Probably be another, 100 years before they do.
Ouch.
Do anything.
Ouch.
Or, yeah.
But well, I guess you got
to
–
talk about the Cubs over here.
I know you got to – if you're in Milwaukee, you're a Brewers fan, you got to get your shots in while you can. I understand.
But not only that. I mean, like I said, who else has a good starting four rotation like the Brewers do? Not too many teams. Then we got a good setup guy and a good reliever. So if the bats come alive, I'm not saying they're going to win, but, the Reds are having a great season, too. They're seven games back. I don't think they're going to catch them, but we'll see what the Brewers do in the postseason.
And, yeah, you got Burns and Woodruff, and now you got Hader at the back end who's just amazing for another year. And as you said and I said, you picked up Escobar from – Arizona. I think Escobar might be north of, I think he might have 22 home runs. So, yeah, you picked up some pop. And it will be surprising to see, you know, what the Brewers do. But just like you said, yeah, the Brewers will go out and compete and they'll get close. They should definitely win the division this year. Nobody is talking about them. But we know where it is. It's not in the Central. It's in the West Coast. It's in Los Angeles.
That's where it's at. The West is where it's at. It'd just be good to see anybody win but the Dodgers. But let's see how it plays out.
Yeah. Well, Ruben, we got to see how it plays out. Thank you so much for calling up from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. If I was in Milwaukee right now, yeah, I'd be happy about the Brewers. I'd be pretty okay with what the Brewers have been able to do. I'd be cool with that. At the same time, I would probably just relish in the fact that, man, we just won a championship with another Milwaukee team, the Bucks. I would just try to ride the wave. I wouldn't be disappointed too much one way or another if the Brewers had success or if they didn't, knowing and understanding that they are likely to win the National League Central. I don't think Cincinnati has enough, and, you know, maybe St. Louis can go out and do a little bit of something. I doubt it. The Cubs just said we quit. Nobody thinks about the Pirates. Damn it, I don't think the Pirates think about the Pirates. I mean, Bob Nutting just, where the hell is he at? Does he know he owns a baseball team? I know they have prospects, but eventually you gotta put the prospects out there. What are we going to wait for, 5-6 years? It's a disappointment. And ultimately, I think it's going to be a disappointment for anybody who thinks that they have a chance to knock off the Dodgers. That's just a reality. Milwaukee can get close. Why? Because of their pitching? Yeah, sure, they're pitching, but the pitching doesn't match up with the Dodgers now and their experience and their Hall of Famers and the guys who have all of the Cy Youngs. Their bats don't match up. And that's the best option in the National League? The New York Mets are in trouble because they don't have DeGrom. DeGrom is the best pitcher in the major leagues, and he's out basically for the entire month of August with forearm tightness. National League East is just meh. You got the Braves, you got the Phillies who have an awful bullpen. And then you think about the National League West. Yes, San Francisco is ahead for right now, but man, the Dodgers will probably beat them out before the year is up. You go to the American League, and what am I supposed to be scared of? Houston, maybe? Verlander? I don't know. I mean, the White Sox? Boston isn't intimidating me, top to bottom. This is just a legitimate year for the Dodgers. There were a lot of people who looked at the Dodgers last year, and much love to all my friends out in KTLA in Los Angeles. There are a lot of people who just said, oh, yeah, well, 60 games we won, it doesn't matter. Well, if you looked at the Dodgers last year and you took issue with them winning a World Series in 60 games, this year, you got your 162. What are you going to say now? Here's the idea. You got it. Spend it. Who the hell is going to knock the Dodgers? The Dodgers got the money. They're willing to spend it. Okay, fine. People complained for years about the New York Yankees buying championships. People talked for years about the Yankees buying. I mean, the Dodgers, they've been throwing money at everybody for years. They just won a World Series last year. Money doesn't guarantee a championship, but it certainly puts you in the game. Makes you more competitive. And if you have an ownership group which is willing to spend, yeah, there's a good chance. There's a very good chance that you'll be competing for a title. But there's no guarantees. Ask the Yankees. They haven't won one since 2009. The Dodgers are the cream of the crop. I'll leave the phone lines open if you want to give me a holler. 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, the Dodgers, they're at the top. Unfortunately, there's some teams at the bottom I'm going to tell you about those bottom teams as well. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about someone at the bottom. He's a quarterback. His name is Carson Wentz. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to talk about. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. The number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS, the trade deadline. Major League Baseball, it came and it went. And we saw a lot of big names move around. Baez to the Mets and Rizzo and Gallo to the Yankees. We could think about Craig Kimbrell. He doesn't have to go far. He went from the Cubs to the White Sox. All he has to do is get on the red line. Not too bad of a trip. I've done it before. Berrios goes from the Twins to the Jays. Chris Bryant is now a member of the Giants. And Kyle Schwarber goes to the Red Sox. Dodgers are still the tops. I'm trying to figure out who the hell is going to beat them. I mean, come on. To come out of the American League, I'd probably say those Astros probably be tops. But I wouldn't favor them against the Dodgers right now. They picked up Scherzer. They picked up Trey Turner. Man, it's a bad squad. And at the same time, we had some teams who did strip themselves naked. I'll tell you about those squads. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to switch gears. Speaking of being stripped naked, the Indianapolis Colts look naked right now. I'll tell you about that at the top of the hour. But right now, let's go to Flushing, Queens. And let's talk to Manny. Manny, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man. I miss talking to you, my man. I miss you, my man.
Well, why the hell aren't you calling? That's not my fault.
I know, man. I was so busy. I'm busy. Our next guy, we're in the playoffs. I mean, I had a good summer so far. I just hit the gym.
Okay, good. Good.
Good. Okay, now let's talk about our Yankees. I like they just beat the crap out of Derek Jeter's Marlins. What do you think about the new deals, Rizzo and the other player from the Rangers?
Oh well, can Gallo and Rizzo can they throw a fastball?
I think they can.
I never seen them throw a fastball. My point is, I know they can hit a baseball, which is nice. The New York Yankees could certainly have used some diversity in their lineup. And as you said, I think Yankee fans were able to see that tonight. But primarily, I don't think the Yankees have enough starting pitching right now. There's still too many wild cards. Gerrit Cole has been getting slapped around here and there. He has an amazing start, and then he has a disgusting one. I mean, I think there's too much. People are waiting on Kluber to come back and Severino, and there's just too much uncertainty in their lineup. I mean, Domingo Germán, yes, he can also be good, but there's too many question marks. It's the pitching for the Yankees.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been going off all season long. And also, one last thing, I'll ask you this:
yes.
If you have to choose which team in New York who have a chance to at least make a good playoff run, it will be the Yankees or the Mets?
Wow, Manny, I don't want to call it a tough one. A couple of hours ago, when I thought that DeGrom would be back sooner than later, maybe like as in 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, I would have said the Mets because they have DeGrom. But with the New York Mets not having DeGrom until September at the earliest, that's ugly. The New York Mets are in a similar position of trying to rely on Carrasco, trying to rely on Walker, who's been getting slapped around, and Stroman. DeGrom is the guy. DeGrom is the difference maker. If DeGrom is not healthy for the New York Mets go nowhere. So I think the Yankees and Mets, unfortunately, at least for right now, to me, they're in the same boat. If DeGrom came back, different story. But everybody else has to slot up another space in a rotation. I don't think that's a good thing, Manny. And we'll see. Manny, FYI for you tomorrow, 2 p.m., I'll be on the fan. So make sure you listen in, okay?
And you, yeah, oh, yeah. Bronx to Queens to Atlanta, baby.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Manny, for calling up from Queens. Yeah, I'll be on the fan tomorrow. I'll talk all about these bum-ass Yankees and bum Mets. It's never good when, and this is part of baseball, you can never rely on anybody who throws a pitch. Never. I don't care who you are. Especially nowadays, like, come on, pitchers don't even, nobody has a rubber arm. Everybody is babied, and you got to go and give an inning and give us 30 pitches. And if you're a starter, oh, attaboy, you gave us 5 innings. I mean, this is terrible. The pitchers are babied so much that when it's actually time to have some gumption, when it's time to go out there and give it your all, it's just, it's like holding hands. It's like we're never, are we ever going to get back to a space and a time where baseball players are allowed to basically cross the street by themselves without somebody being scared? Do we have to hold their hands? Like, stop. Let these guys play. You invest all this money into these dudes and they fall apart. Sometimes they fall apart anyway, despite how much you might actually try to help them out. Think about Steven Strasburg. I mean, they've invested money into this dude, it seems like, forever. And now he has thoracic outlet syndrome, the same thing that pretty much robbed Harvey of all of his power and his speed on his pitches. I mean, come on. Now you got to pay him. New York Yankees are paying a guy right now in Gerrit Cole, and yeah, he looks amazing one game, and he's inconsistent. It's like, hey, let me give up 4 runs in 1 inning and then strike out 20 guys and then just lose anyway. It's just awful. Baseball is a tricky game. That's why you need depth. Because regardless of what you think is going to happen or who you have in your rotation, somebody's going to go down. Dodgers would have been competitive. They haven't had Clayton Kershaw recently. Trevor Bauer, I don't want to say that he went down, but he has his issues, his legal issues, sexual assault issues. Who the hell knows if and when we'll ever see him? But the fact is, they picked up Scherzer. And you know what? If Kershaw doesn't come back, then you can still slot David Price into the rotation. You can still move Urias up. You still have Walker Buehler. Baseball, man, they talk about a game of inches. Baseball is really more so just a game of injuries. Who's going to be able to withstand the entire rigors of a season? And if, by the way, I'm sorry, I need to mention this. If you're a fan of the Cubs, if you're a fan of the Nationals, my apologies. Because with the Nats, yeah, you're what, 8 games under 500? Scherzer's gone, Turner's gone, Schwarber's gone, even though it's 1 year. Lester went to the Cards. Just won a World Series 2 years ago. Roster blown up. Cubs, 5 years ago, World Series. It's been a million years. Baez, Bryant, Rizzo, Kimbrel, they're all gone. You got to start over. My apologies to you. Someone else who I think I might have to give my apologies to is the Colts. We're going to talk about them at the top of the hour, but before we get there, I need to let you know that tomorrow, this weekend, a matter of fact, on CBS, there are plenty of sports for everybody, okay? Starting on Saturday at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, with summer hoops in the Big 3. Then on Sunday at 2 Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, you can kick back on your couch and you can watch some of the fittest athletes compete against each other at the CrossFit Games. Followed at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific by the Major League Rugby Championship. That's all coming up this weekend. It starts tomorrow. That's the entire weekend on CBS. You see, I'm glad that we're giving you something to look forward to. I'm glad that we're giving you something that you can hang your hat on. Because the way I just told you about injuries in Major League Baseball, we know this is prevalent across all sports, especially the NFL. And guess what? You don't even have to wait for the regular season for the injuries to take place. Training camps have gotten underway this week, and we have quarterbacks who are quote-unquote on pitch counts. We have quarterbacks who can't walk. We have quarterbacks who can't throw. We have quarterbacks who are on COVID lists. It's unfortunate, especially knowing that nobody has even played a game yet. That's just the name of the game in the NFL. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a quarterback who's having trouble walking. Yes, he has a foot issue. I'll tell you when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't you move.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.